greet someone either.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally
CBS News Brief, a mixed takeaway from last hour's jobs report. Employers added a much higher than expected 272,000 positions in May. Wages were up by 4.1%. Merrill strategist Joseph Quinlan.
There's good wage growth. That's good for incomes, but it might not be good for the Fed. That's talking about cutting rates and also trying to bring inflation back down to 2%.
President Biden apologized to Ukraine's President Zelensky in Paris today for a delay, then announced $225 million in new U.S. aid.
The United States is standing with you. You are the bulwark against the aggression that's taking place. We have an obligation to be there.
Mr. Biden will deliver a speech on democracy in Normandy. First, Lady Jill Biden back at her steps on Hunter's gun trial in Delaware. CBS's Scott McFarland says the prosecution could rest before the defense goes.
They have indicated they may call members of the Biden family. They haven't specified who or when.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin is withholding nearly $17 million in aid to Milwaukee Public Schools because the district still hasn't turned over financial reports that were due 9 months ago. The move comes 2 days after the district's superintendent resigned and the district's controller was fired. Alleged felonies at the Waupun State Prison are reviving talk of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too outdated to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Hanna Center in Wisconsin Rapids is holding an open house next week. You'll be able to tour the new location on Friday, June 14th from 4 to 7. They're located at 1320 Pepper Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You'll have a chance to learn more about the community partnerships that made the completion of this renovation possible and learn about the programs they offer for residents and outside clients. The Hanna Center's mission is to assist women and children in crisis through compassion and guidance in a nurturing environment. The Wisconsin Rapids location will have their official ribbon-cutting ceremony on Monday, July 1st at 10 a.m. The Spencerama Days Old Car and Truck Show is this Sunday. It's at the Spencer Lions Park. It's the 150th anniversary of Spencer, so they'll have special prizes. Registration is from 8 to 11, and the car show runs from 9 to 3. Proceeds will benefit the Spencer Kids Group of Spencer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear in the evening, scattered rain after midnight, 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
The band is back together, and we're here to take you to the top of the hour with nothing but fun, good positive start to your day, serious comedy to start your day. Good things on the way from entertainment news to an update from the United Way. We're going to talk a little bit about love and if people under 30 can experience it. No.
I mean, we're just wondering when there. I mean, if you're standing outside that restaurant you can't get into, you might fall in love with someone else out
there. Anything
could
happen.
I mean, maybe that's what they're doing.
But we want to start off the hour with the Civic Media Scony. Summer Text to Win Contest. They should have given us how to say this. They should have told us that. Scotty, so not all of us are from here, okay? Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. This is one of the funnest things. I've been doing this for a long
time. South of the border.
Yeah, a little bit. Really one of the funnest contests I've ever been a part of. I love this thing. This is so cool. First up, right away, you got the Civic Media app. Good. You're good to go. You're ready for this. What we're going to do is be giving you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. app, and we're going to have winners hourly, daily, grand prize. Hourly, one person per hour is going to win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Package. Daily, we'll have one winner, pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, which Seth has told me. Seth got to use some of those once and really enjoyed himself.
They are
fun. Really nice. And our grand prize, the two winners overall are going to win a staycation, if you will. Fort Atkins Cottage on the Lake includes a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. All of this is available to you, and you don't have to scan a QR code. You don't have to be a Loyalty Club's member or any of these kind of things. Just text us this keyword through the Civic Media app. We'll be giving you this at the top of the 7, 9, and 11 o'clock hours, and 1, 3, 5, and 7 in the afternoon. The keyword is only good for the hour, so you gotta get it in that hour, everybody. And I think I have dragged this out long enough and made the audience wait long enough.
I mean, by now they should have their app open and ready.
Should probably be ready. You could have even downloaded the app in the time I've talked this. I've actually tested that out, Terry, and I was able to. I have an Apple phone, so
you have it downloaded like 17 times.
I keep trying it just because I like to be able to do this in real time with everybody. But I've got the app on my phone and I enjoy it. There's a lot of things that we appreciate you doing. This is one of the bigger ones, everybody. Cool. It's pretty cool.
I like a winner every hour.
Yeah, love
that's
this.
A little motivation to listen, you know what I mean, to get in on it more.
Mm-hmm. So our keyword for today for the Civic Media, Sconny.
Oh, come on, Wisconsin.
Now I'm just messing with you.
I mean, you can say scones. I like scones.
Yeah, scones are good. That's not the keyword. The keyword for this hour is beach.
Beach.
B-E-A-C-H. Make sure I don't mess that one
go
up.
Go to the
beach.
Beach. Stop being a
beach. Beach. Son of a beach.
Beach ball.
Hey, there we go. Beach. B-E-A-C-H. Text that word to us and get in on this. Have some fun, everybody. Enjoy the Sconny Summer Text to Win contest.
Oh.
What? Did I do it wrong again?
That was the first time you did it right.
I do want to say a shout out to, we've already had some great winners, including some winners over on WIRI. A big shout out to Gene from Lactive Flambeau, Eric in Madison, Kathy in Chippewa Falls, John in Oshkosh. We've got a winner out in Minneapolis as well. I don't know how that happened. That's interesting. That's kind of fun. We got tons of great winners already. Keep on playing along, everybody. Today and next week, we'll be wrapping this up next week. So
cool.
I encourage you to keep on listening for this. We're going to dive into some entertainment news right about now. But before we do, something very entertaining I want everybody to know is that our good friend Diane brought us some cookies recently. We want to send a big thank you to Diane for that.
Thank you.
It was very sweet, very cool of her to do. So I've got a good one here, Terry, that I want to start off with. If my computer didn't have it, I thought I had this up already. But I apologize, everybody. So tonight's Pat Sajak's last episode on the Wheel of Fortune. You were right about that. I wasn't sure. On last night's show,
whoa.
I thought I could sneak that
rewind.
One by. I thought I could.
Are you insane?
I really thought I'd get that one by. I really thought I'd be all right with that. I am foolish. I should know better. On last night's show, they aired an emotional goodbye video from Vanna White. She noted that they worked together for 41 years and over 8,000 episodes. You know what? Let me just let the lady speak for herself here.
I don't know how to put into words what these past 41 years have meant to me. 8,000 episodes went by like that. When I first started, I was so green. You made me so comfortable and made me so confident. You made me who I am. You really did. We've grown up on television, and life events we shared with our families are my favorite. We've watched our children grow up together. We've traveled all over the world. We've eaten hundreds of meals together. We've laughed. We've cried. Oh, gosh. What an incredible and unforgettable journey we've had. You're like a brother to me, and I consider you a true lifelong friend who I will always adore. I love you, Pat.
That is so sweet. I got goosebumps.
Yeah, I did too.
I like that.
I did too.
Oh.
That is one of the best like send-offs I've ever heard.
That was fabulous.
That was really... There is... every once in a while, I'll go back, and there's two great finales to me, and for me. There's a lot of good series finales and that and everything. But when it comes to real reality TV to me, talk shows, game shows, these kind of things. That's not the essence of reality TV or the definition of it, but I look at it as real people kind of doing their thing. I think that Johnny Carson's send-off on The Tonight Show is one of the greatest episodes of TV I've ever seen. Bette Midler singing to him, just even thinking about it gets me. Conan O'Brien's last episode on The Tonight Show is one of the, I listen to it every year. I go back and I listen to it to remind myself of that moment and what he was going through and how powerfully positive he was in that moment. People felt really bad for Conan O'Brien in that moment, and that he was losing his dream job, and that Jay Leno was getting this job after Jay Leno had said he didn't want the job and retired and all that noise. Conan went on the air and told everybody, don't feel bad for me. I got to do my dream job. I got to do that. He was focused on the positive, and I need that in my life. I enjoy that. That right there, that's close to topping it all.
Yeah, that was sweet. You know what I really love is that they gave her the opportunity to do it as a video.
Good point.
And didn't make her... I mean, I'm not saying she couldn't have, but I think that would have been really hard to get that out, just saying it in front of a whole audience. I just think that'd be difficult. So that's really cool. I love it.
And meanwhile, Pat has a new gig lined up. He is doing community theater. Yeah, community theater in Hawaii, nonetheless. So that is not so bad.
That sounds rough, beach.
Yeah. He's starring in a show called Prescription Murder. He's actually done several plays over the years over there. He was a part of The Odd Couple and The Sunshine Boys. Pat Sajak.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Is that where he's going to live? Or
yeah,
lives?
I believe that's where he lives, yeah. Okay. And wishing him the best. Like, the man has done enough entertainment-wise. I love that he's still working. I love that he still wants to do community theater and everything.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I've heard of, like, Jeff Daniels and a lot of actors that get to a certain place. Like, my career is where it's at. My bank account is where it's at. I'm good. I'm going to do community theater. It shows a true love of the game, a true love of wanting to do it.
Well, and it's also, right, like, the opportunity, because they had a pretty... I'm guessing their schedule was kind of crazy. So it's like for him to have the opportunity, this is a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, that he didn't get a chance maybe to do as often as he wanted before.
Well, and think about what he's able to do. He's doing it for free. You do community theater for free. You do this and, do you want to go see that community theater play? I don't know, maybe. Do you know Pat Sajak? Oh, wow. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, we're definitely going.
Yeah, that's
cool. I mean, that's going to bring a lot more people to community theaters and stuff. That's pretty darn cool. That community theater. We'll talk more community theater in a moment. There's a new Hunger Games novel on the way. It's called The Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping, and it won't be out until March of 2025. Even so, the movie is already in the works, and it's scheduled to hit theaters the very next year. If you're not up on your Hunger Games lore, this will mean nothing to you, but the story takes place during the second quarter, 24 years before the Katniss, the original books. I'm sorry, I don't know them.
I don't know it either. I never saw any of them.
If you're a big fan, they're just... This isn't going anywhere.
Well, no. Like, if you're in, you're in.
Yeah,
right?
They're just going to keep making these Hunger Game movies. Fair and enough. Stuff. Yeah. And if it works for them, good. I saw the first couple, like the ones with Jennifer Lawrence,
and I didn't read any of them either. Like that's just not on my.
If I'm being honest, it just didn't hit the mark for me. It didn't really do it for me. I will admit I got sucked into the Harry Potter books and movies. My sister and my mom really liked them, so I watched those. And I came out of it like, wow, Daniel Radcliffe is one of my favorite actors. I love that kid.
See, I never watched those or read those either, but I'm not a big fantasy person.
Yeah.
So.
And me neither, interestingly. So, but every once in a while, there's something that hits me. Speaking of hits, new on your TV screen tonight on Netflix, Hitman, starring Glenn Powell. Adrian Oroja is in that one as well. On CBS, the 51st Annual Daytime Emmy Awards are going on. See if we get our Emmys this year, Terry. I don't feel like we will. Netflix also has the second season premiere of Perfect Match with Nick Lachey. You've got the Stanley Cup Finals starting tomorrow. Ooh, it's going to be exciting. Edmonton versus Florida. Florida's got one of those just knockdown, drag-out teams. You got to struggle to get a shot at the goal, let alone a goal. And Edmonton has the two greatest players in hockey, including Connor McDavid. They call him McJesus. He's that good. He's never been in this place. Edmonton hasn't been in the Stanley Cup in decades. A Canadian team hasn't won the hockey's biggest trophy, the Stanley Cup, in over 30 years. There's a lot of cool storylines going on with this one. And the NBA Finals continue on Sunday.
Sunday. You can catch out both of those on ABC. Marlene Matlin guests on Celebrity IOU on HGTV, and you've got all that to look forward to this weekend on your small screen. On your big screen, a couple of movies coming out this weekend. The Watchers, rated PG-13. M. Night Shyamalan's daughter directed this one.
Oh.
That's kind of cool. I'm kind of curious about that. Dakota Fanning is starring in it. She's a great actress. The big one hitting theaters and the beginning of the Will Smith comeback tour, Bad Boys Ride or Die. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence return as Miami PD detectives. A lot of action, a lot of planes falling out of skies and people blowing up and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. I love those movies. No, I'm a sucker for those movies, man.
They're hilarious, actually.
I love them. I love them. I just have one qualm. The last one was called Bad Boys Forever. You missed your opportunity. If you knew, and they don't know if they were going to make another one or not. But Bad Boys 4, this is Bad Boys 4. It could have been forever.
It could have.
Yeah, but actually, they've actually joked about that. They're like, oh, we missed the mark. Like, both of them in interviews
that
have been like,
makes it funnier, right?
It is actually even funnier that way. It looks really good. The promos for this have been pretty funny, too. They've done a pretty good job with it. Not for nothing. Great chemistry between those two.
They do.
They have great
chemistry. I agree.
Martin Lawrence, I love seeing Martin Lawrence get noticed like this. I've always been a big fan of his. And not for nothing. I'm not at all making light of what Will Smith did with Chris Rock and all that. But, I mean, I think enough time has passed. Like, you know, the guys are, whatever, quote-unquote, suffering he was supposed to experience or whatever and everything, I feel like it's happened.
Move on.
Yeah, let's move on as a society. Otherwise, what is the greatest act of that we can do as a society is giving people another opportunity and letting them, you know, choose their own future. Hey, we're going to give you a chance to come back. You're going to be good? You're going to be cool? We do it all the time.
You're going to behave yourself or not?
There are three things that you can count on in America that we love. We love our apple pie, we like our sweets, and we love a comeback story. And this is the beginning of one for Will Smith here. We'll see where that ends. I want to focus on what's new on your community theater stage going on not only today but throughout the weekend. The Perils of Carmen Gadet from the Silver Foxes of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They've got a show tonight at 6 and a matinee tomorrow at 2. Encourage you to check that out.
Well, and it's supposed to be rainy tomorrow. This would be a good thing to do.
The Silver Foxes are not only some of the more funny and entertaining people you are going to see out there, but man, they give you it. They are another experience of, if you've ever thought about doing this, I don't care what age you are, you can do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love our Silver Foxes. Appreciate the work that they're doing. Join them today at the community at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and get your tickets at wrctheater.org, or you can get them right there the day of the show right at the front desk and say hi to everybody over there for us. I want to remind you that Wausau Community Theater's Anything Goes, Cole Porter's Anything Goes, is wrapping up their run. They have got a show tonight at 7:30. They've got a 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow and a 7:30 show, and then everything wraps up Sunday with a 2 o'clock matinee. All these shows at the beautiful UW Center for Civic Engagement in Wausau at 625 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Not only are you going to take in a great show with some of the better performers you're going to see in this state, I will put my name on that. These guys are amazing. There is no weak links in that cast. I got to get up to Wausau. I got to do some shows up there.
Better get up there.
And you got to help me get up there, everybody. You got to help Wausau Community Theater stick around. Not only are you going to take in a great show, but you can know when you're sitting there in the audience and laughing and enjoying the music and all the great dancing, when you are going driving home at night, you can know in your heart and your head, I just helped Wausau Community Theater. I just helped local. I've supported local. It extends farther than just mom and pop businesses. It includes the arts. And I don't want to be here a year from now saying, man, I miss Wausau Community Theater. I don't want that. Would you want that happen to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater? Like, no. Let's help them stick around, everybody. We can do that just by buying a ticket, just by taking it to the show. It's pretty cool. And spread the word about the show as well. You can get your tickets at wausaucommunitytheater.org, wausaucommunitytheater.org. And a little bit later in the afternoon here, Seth and I are going to be recording a Director's Cut episode with our good friend Joel Goodness.
Cool.
Joel's been on the air with us before. We're going to do kind of a part two in our actor series with him. Well, one of the things that we had a trouble doing is scheduling this because Joel is doing Joseph and the Amazing Color Technicolor Dreamcoat for the Playhouse Theater Group of Central Wisconsin. They have shows coming up on the 19th, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We will tell you more about this as we get closer to it on the show here, but you can find out more and get tickets at StevensPointArea.com, StevensPointArea.com. Encourage you to do so, everybody, and support local and be listening for Director's Cut and all of our weekend lineup. We got, of course, some really fun stuff that we do for you on the weekends. I want to get into that a little bit later when we talk our schedule, Terry, but good things coming up for you. And we wrap up with a little Rafters talk, Terry. Rafters baseball. Rafters are back in action tonight. We are so excited about that. The Rafters are going to be hitting the diamond at about 6:20 tonight, hosting Madison, as we just spent the last couple of days in Madison. Now they're coming to Winterfield. And not only do we encourage you to get to Winterfield, they got a concession special, a $6 Rocket Rococo pizza. But they got fireworks tonight.
Oh, fun.
Win or lose, they'll have fireworks tonight.
I like fireworks.
Yeah, the Southwood County YMCA presenting those. Big thank you to them for sponsoring that. If you live in the area, if you have dogs, small children, keep that in mind. plan ahead. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, enjoy the fireworks and enjoy the show. And let's show the Mallards what home field advantage is. Let's fill up Winterfield. If you can't make it to the game, we got you covered here. Tomorrow, another great game for you. 6:20, Rafters hosting Madison. We'll continue on. That'll be at 6:20. And then Sunday, 12:50, the Rafters hosting La Crosse. Now, on Saturday, they're going to have an Aspirus rally towel giveaway. You want to show up to the game for that. And you'll get half off their concession mac and cheese. And on Sunday, they got a family fun day. Pre-game kids play catch with the Rafters on the field and
that's
stuff.
That's cool.
It's one of my favorite things they do every year.
I always like it when the kids run the bases.
Yes, yes. That is the best.
After the game's done?
They get so focused.
And they're so cute.
And they got to make sure to touch everyone.
And when it's a later game, I mean, I know all the games are earlier a little bit now, but when we used to have 7:05 games, like, you know, they're like dog tired, but they're still I got to do this. You know, it's great.
And currently over on WIRI, we are competing with Assumption Softball right now as they are taking on Pacelli in the semifinals of the state tournament. From last I heard from Seth, Pacelli ahead 3-0, but we'll see how that one goes. It's a long game. If Assumption wins, we will continue to have their coverage on Saturday. We'll play that game that's being played on Saturday. If not, we wish them a great off season and thank them for a great season. Those Assumption Royals, man, whatever the sport we're talking, they're representing. They're showing up. We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear in the evening, scattered rain after midnight, 53 tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Locally grown radio on your dial. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got a couple things to get to before our news break, Terry. And actually, I'm pulling an audible because you and I got into a conversation in our pregame that I've wanted to bring up on the air and just really haven't done so before.
Uh-oh.
But we were talking about reading versus listening to books on
audiobooks or reading books.
So let's open it up to the phone line, 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away. I did a quick, just a search to see if there were any surveys on this subject or anything like that, just to pull from, and didn't find much of anything. But our question for the audience and for each other here is listening to an audiobook considered reading? Can you say that you read that book? I listened to, any like The Gunslinger from Stephen King. I listened to that on a book on tape. Can I tell my mother, hey, I read a Stephen King book?
Reading involves eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. I really don't have the part of the reason I'm doing this is because I have no, like, I don't really care one way or the other.
I
find it an interesting question, and it's kind of interesting the way, what's even more interesting to me about it is how passionate some people can be. I had a class, this is years and years ago. In fact, this student has already gone on to SNL and then left SNL. This is how long this was ago. But I was sitting there with a couple of really incredible writers that I worked with on that at Second City, and one of them had brought up that she was listening to a book on tape and how much she enjoyed it. Then later on in the conversation, she said, oh, yeah, I read the first book in the series. And so, well, did you read it or listen to it? And it just started this whole thing. We didn't get any work done. We were up until midnight working on our plan, our outline for the week, because we spent so much time talking about this. And I just sat back and ate my popcorn. I just watched.
You know, I do both and I enjoy both. But when I'm listening, like, that's not reading.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. I agree. I agree on the essence of it and everything. And at the same time, like you, I don't necessarily get bent out of shape about it or anything, but I am kind of curious what other people think.
And if you're too lazy to open up a book and read it, you want to say what you listened to, you read, I mean, go ahead.
I definitely think that there is something more that we as a society respect more somebody that says they read a book than listen to one. We almost like, oh, big deal, you listen to a book. But if you read a book, oh, wow, really, what'd you read? You know, we have a little bit more of a different way we approach that. So that's interesting to me, too, how that works. I'm curious to see what you would think out there. Go ahead and let us know, 424-2600, or join us on the Civic Media app. More dogs and cats go missing around the 4th of July than any other time of year, thanks to all the fireworks. This is in the news right now. There's a free service called Fido Alert that's like an Amber Alert for pets, and it doesn't cost a single thing. If you sign up for FidoAlert.com, at FidoAlert.com, they send you a free ID tag and their name on it and a QR code. If someone finds your pet and scans the QR code, you get a text and email to let you know they've been found. Some people prefer it because you don't have to list any personal info on the tag, like your phone number, like a lot of sites do. They make money by collecting data about you and your pet, but the tag itself is free. So, they're saying that's how a lot of other sites work. Fido Alert doesn't necessarily work that way, though I am not saying that they will not do that to your data, but they don't have a lot of data to go on here. That's basically your dog's information.
So it would be a alternative to microchipping, right?
Yeah, that's the one thing,
though, is if you just find this dog running by and you grab it, you could scan the QR code right away versus having to take the pet somewhere or call for someone to come and check the microchip.
Yeah.
So that would be, although these could probably also be obviously lost easier than a microchip, but it is interesting.
It's
not a bad plan.
It's a great idea. It's a good plan. It's better than nothing. I mean, I am the one person in the world shouldn't be really doing this because I got bored of fireworks by the time I was 7.
I love fireworks.
I think more power to you, to everybody that loves them. But to me, they're just, I don't know. I get bored with it right away. and I can't help but because of my brain and the way it approaches things and how serious it is. And I admit that is something that is really annoying. The trade-off isn't worth it to me. Like, we're talking dogs, we're talking little kids. How about our veterans? The Rafters are going to pull off some fireworks tonight. And that's great. That's going to be really cool. And a lot of people are going to enjoy it and enjoy the celebration. There are members of our community here that are struggling with PTSD. And that is not easy on them, those fireworks. They've told me this. They've told me many times this. I'm not just throwing this out there or some survey I read from somebody from over another state. I'm talking about in this town. Every year at the 4th of July celebration, I see little kids crying and freaking out. I see dogs running around. The trade-off ain't worth it to me. But that's me. And I admit that that is just a lone gun opinion kind of thing where I'm the only person in the world that feels that way. I completely admit that, wholeheartedly. And I'm not at all trying to ban fireworks. You don't hear me jumping on that or getting a letter out there for everybody to sign to get rid of them or something. I'm just speaking for myself. But I love the countering of this where it's a self-inflicted thing. But it is a pretty cool thing to be able to do, the Fido Alert, and I think that's really awesome that they're doing this. It'll be interesting to see how many people sign up, how popular this gets.
Yeah, how well they can get the word out.
I do want to send a big shout-out to Lost Dogs of Wisconsin, their Facebook group. When we first got Sam, we lost him for a little bit. We just, for the heck of it, found this group and tried. We gave them Sam's photo. They have Facebook members all up and down the state. And within a half an hour, we knew where Sam was, and we were able to find him.
That's cool.
He was over by the old Shopko Mall.
I mean,
he was hanging out over there. I don't know what he was doing. He can't even get in.
What's happening?
He's got no wallet. Like, he has no pockets. I don't know what he was doing over there.
He was going to just lift whatever he was going for. Hello.
He is a mail-off. I mean, FidoAlert.com is where you can find all the information on that if you'd like. FidoAlert.com. And just continuing with the dog theme here, dog owners are loving this. Have you seen the pause in challenge that is all over TikTok? What you do is you sit in a circle with your dog or cat and each put one hand in the middle. Then you want to see if your pet puts their paw on top like you're a team or something like that. I tried this with Sam for like, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes. And the whole time he's just licking my hand. Like, he's like, that's not what, no, you're supposed to put the paw on top, Sam. And he's like, lick, lick. No, paw on top. This doesn't even listen to me. It's kind of a cute video. It's kind of cute to see this. They're kind of fun. And unlike like 90% of the things on the social media that are trending and stuff, it doesn't hurt anybody. Like,
there's right? Not, there's not, right? Not, You're not ingesting anything.
Yeah. None of those kind of things going on. That could be fun. We are going to get to a fun news break. When we come back, do you believe in true love? I want the Cher song playing. Do you believe in love?
I do not like that song.
No, it's not. Of all the Cher songs, No. But it's an anthem for a lot of people out there. But we are going to get into that when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A nonprofit that helps train people to find jobs is closing its Milwaukee laundry service later this summer and laying off 136 people. Goodwill Industries operates one of the biggest commercial laundry operations in Wisconsin. It also owns retail stores that help people in need. Goodwill notified the state about its plans this week. Young voters in small-town Wisconsin say they care most about health care, the economy, reproductive rights, and climate change. Organizers say rural Wisconsin is getting more diverse.
They're also asking for more diverse representation within local government and within community decision makers.
Crystal Egbo does political outreach in northeastern Wisconsin. 24% of the rural population are people of color, and many are immigrants. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Do you have thoughts about the parks and trails in Portage County? The Portage County Parks Department wants to hear feedback from city residents. You can take a 10-minute survey on the city website now through June 30th. The Brittany Sailor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Music Festival is on now through Saturday. It's at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wasicha. Music starts tonight at 6. Saturday is Community Day with free family events, touch a truck from 10 to 2, and a first responders meet and greet. The festival fair runs from 10 to 3. The music on Saturday is from 2 to midnight. You have two more chances to see the Silver Foxes at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater perform their show, The Perils of Carmageddon. They have a show tonight at 6 and Saturday at 2. Tickets are only $10 in the Lois Canton Theater inside WRCT. Find out more at wrctheater.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League. Hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee continues to juggle its roster as 8 pitchers and 9 total players are on the DL. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. 3 state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta potty rentals too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear in the evening, scattered rain after midnight, 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James taking you through the hour. Hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Weekend out there. Jeez.
Dude, don't take us back to Monday.
No, I almost did. Almost
that's
did.
That's terrible.
Getting into some fun stuff here before the top of the hour. Use any definition you like. Do you believe in true love? How you answer might depend on whether you're in a relationship or not, or if you're bitter and jaded and, you know, that kind of thing. 70% of people in a new poll said that they do believe in true love, 30% don't, and it jumps even higher for people who aren't with anyone. Only 64% of singles think true love is a real thing, and it drops even further to 62% of people who are separated or divorced. 88% of people who are married or engaged believe in true love, and so do 79% of people in serious relationships. Not all those people are living in bliss, though. 1 in 10 married people who believe in true love say that they've experienced it before, but not with the person
they're
married.
But they're not in it.
Ooh.
It was an anonymous survey, though.
That's a rough one.
That's funny.
I'm immediately reminded of Billy Crystal in The Princess Bride. You got a nice mutton lettuce sandwich. That's a good one. Yes. I don't know. So I, when it comes to things that we cannot scientifically prove, or there is no this stat on it or death's data on it, it's always a fun conversation to me. So I'm looking at this and approaching this in a kind of a fun way. I'm not. I'm trying not to be too overly serious for once.
Well, and I think also, I think it too, though, what I kind of liked about this was that it's reflective of where people are at, you know, kind of their current state, right? Like you said, less people who are single believe it, or who are, so that's kind of an interesting thought too.
I don't know many more romantic things than, hey, celebrating their 56th anniversary, you know, and those things. I love that stuff. I'm very honest with the audience about that. And I am very honest about being a foolish romantic. But I do think the older I get, the more I see that for some people it is, hey, Gloria Estefan, the first man that she ever kissed, was the man that she is currently married to. Like, she's still married to him. Like, they've been together since I think she was like 17 or something. My mom and dad have been together since they were 15 and 14. You know, that stuff happens every once in a while. But I think also there are people who don't find their true love until their second marriage or later in life.
Well, I mean, the survey respondent told us you might be in that 50-year marriage, it's not your true love.
there's nothing wrong with evolving and people changing. We all do it, and sometimes that changes the scenario.
But there's something, and it's exactly what you said, there's something about the romanticism of just believing in true love, right? It's hopeful, it's caring, it's loving, it's nurturing. So I don't know. I'd like to see that number be 100%. That you believe, that you believe you're in it, but that you believe in it, right?
Exactly.
You know,
that's the. Thank you so much. Yeah. That's where I wanted to go with this and talk about thinking like me. I'm so sorry. That is something that stood out to me right away. I know you might need a shower. I don't know how you're going to get that out of your head. So when it comes to that part, they're just talking about belief in it.
Yeah.
And that is a little discouraging to me. That is a little because it doesn't mean. Again, everybody has a different definition of this. I think true love can mean lifetime love, unconditional love. It could also mean, you know, I really love this one person when we were in our 20s, but now we're in our 30s and we've grown apart and we're very different people or whatever. And that's okay. You can still love that person while moving on.
Do you think it has something to do with the restaurant?
Yeah, a lot to do with the restaurant, actually. Okay. Yeah. One person was 30, the other was 29. They wanted to go to the restaurant and couldn't. It happens too much. Oh, that old chestnut, that old story. Good callback.
I'm just wondering.
I think that to the age question there, a maturity is going to come into play.
Oh,
I got to think there, you know.
And just anything, right? Interests and belief. But the idea of believing in it.
That's all that I'm thinking of. And that's the main thing I'm taking away from this. I would love to see that at 100% because there is plenty of evidence throughout the whole world and throughout history that true love does exist. Again, to your definition.
Well, and can't you see like people's hearts growing like the Grinch, right? Yes, like if you say yes, you'll be
I think that's a pretty cool story. I think that's a good one. But we shift gears to go into another one here, Terry. I don't know how people are going to feel about this one. So a TikTok dad posted a fun list of 5 things parents aren't allowed to do according to teenagers. I'm going to go ahead and try to play this for you. We'll see how well this goes for everybody. Let's give this a shot.
Stuff you shouldn't do if you have teenagers. Okay, first is bring out a platter of food when they have friends over. This is trying way too hard, and it's coming off as kind of desperate. All right, next is talking to your kid's friend if you're driving them somewhere in the car. Don't say hello or acknowledge them in any way. Careful if you look in the rearview mirror because they might think you're glancing at them. Remember, you're just an anonymous Uber driver. Next, letting your kids see you run. I don't care how hard it's raining or if you're trying to catch an airport shuttle. Seeing this will damage them more than looking at the eclipse. And obviously, if you trip and fall, they're going to need a lot of therapy. Next is smiling at a baby. This is super creepy. Literally stop. Okay, last is bringing your own chair to a sporting event. This draws too much attention to yourself. So either sit in the bleachers or stand, despite the crippling back pain that causes.
You can see him. Like, he's so serious. That is fabulous. Yeah. But there is, he's pretty, I think that was pretty spot on.
It's a pretty good list. Now, I don't agree with the list, but it's a pretty good list.
But it's a rite of passage, right? Yes, like, I don't care what generation you are, every parent has embarrassed their teenager.
Yes, yeah.
Sometimes intentionally.
I've done.
Sometimes inadvertently, but you do.
I've done every one of those things, and I will do them again.
And you did it to your parent. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, your parents did it to you. It's part of growing up.
It's a rite of passage. Getting a ride to school in the morning from my mom or dad and listening to their music was a rite of passage.
Well, I loved it when he said that about don't have a conversation in the car, because I think the silence is more awkward, right? Why wouldn't you talk to them?
That is so a thing, though, because it does seem like sometimes, I can even remember my mom doing this, where she was just trying to get us to talk to her. It's like 6 a.m. We don't want to talk to anybody. We're teenagers. But she would try to get these deep conversations going before, like the 5-minute ride to Lincoln or something like that. Like, I love that. The one that threw me was the not letting your kids not seeing you run. That threw me. That's a little different to me. So I encourage every parent to do these things and to do them multiple times today. And especially while the school year is still around. I mean, you can only get a couple of these in here. The school wrapped up for a lot of our local schools here. So
yeah, I think everybody's
might
done.
Have to wait until next year, get some practice in, work on that weird run.
Like, kick your legs out to the side.
Yes, yeah. No, that is the two weirdest runs I've ever seen. A kid in school, he, I almost said his name. I didn't want to do that. his back legs would, like, kick his butt.
Kick up.
Kick up. And it felt like that's what pushed him forward. Was the back legs pushing him.
Like, all of a sudden, his whole upper body juts forward.
And anytime you see the person that runs with their arms straight down, like, and they're just running, like, I don't understand that. I don't to move your, at least put your arms up. Lord. At least put them in the T-Rex position or something. I don't get that part. Make embarrassing your kids, everybody. Have fun with that.
So you know what the best part is that dude probably posted that on his daughter's Instagram or something, yes, or tagged her or TikTok, or son. It could have been daughter or son. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's the best part about it. Like, he's gone viral. And well now played. She's really dying.
Yeah, well played. We will take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up this show here on the mornings. On Mornings with WFHR.
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us for a TGIF edition. We have Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World with a week in review and Brady Ewing taking a look at sports. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the low 70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James with you.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. Well, actually, you can out. Because our radio station is on 24/7. So actually, stick around, everybody. We got some fun stuff to take it to the top of the hour. But of course, we have to get to the That Ain't Right. And I really wasn't going to do a That Ain't Right story today, but we got one for you. And we're going to update you on our high school sports coverage as well, as Pacelli has beaten Assumption High School in the semifinals 10-0. That ain't right. That ain't right. But Assumption
great
will
season.
Be back.
Great season
by Assumption.
Great effort, girls.
Nicely done. And as Terry and Seth were talking about during our break, young team, they'll be back. They'll be back. Thank you for a great season, Assumption Athletics, and all of our local teams. We'll have more coverage for you as the football season kicks off and everything. And we're going to try to do some other coverage of some other things. We'll let you know how that goes. But we are a sports, we love our sports here, and we love our sports in Central Wisconsin. We'll be sure to be covering it for you. Looking forward to doing more of that. But maybe this is more of a That Ain't Right story. If you've asked or been asked at some point, know any good mechanics? Well, someone polled 2,000 Americans, and overwhelmingly, the answer was no. They asked about all kinds of occupations where if you find someone good, you stick with them. Only 19% of us have had a good mechanic we'd highly recommend. Just 16% said the same about a veterinarian and 13% about a therapist. The poll found we'll spend an average of 15 minutes looking at an online reviews before we settle on someone. We tend to look at good reviews more than bad, but both matter. And if someone has less than 3 stars, we don't even bother. Once we do find someone we trust, we stick with them. If they've moved to a new location, the average person would drive up to 29 extra miles just to get to that mechanic. And the last stat, it takes a total of 7 visits before you can consider yourself a regular customer.
Oh.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Nice little side note.
Define
there.
Regular, right?
Yeah, 7 visits. There we go. That's pretty cool. I actually like that. That's interesting. I'm fortunate. I've known good mechanics most of my life. Some of them are relatives, but I've known mostly good mechanics in my life. And right now, know a current one in town here and stuff, and very fortunate for that. And notice I knew right away what I was talking about, and specifically to the point of the article here. When you find a good mechanic, it's very similar to a good hairstylist. Like, you find that person and you will follow them.
I think, yeah, anybody that is providing good service. And our capacity to travel is so much better now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When we were kids, I doubt my parents would have driven to Stevens Point for a service.
Right.
Now,
right.
I wouldn't think twice about it. Right? Like, our dog groomer moved from Rapids to Point, or I think lives in Point, just stopped coming here, opened her own business, mm-hmm. and we keep going there with the dog because she does a great job with him. Hmm. And she's like, really? You would drive there? And I'm like, yeah. I'm not going to try to find somebody else. Like, yeah.
Especially, so, now there's another one, like similar to our own hairstyle, yeah. a good pet groomer.
But I don't even think twice about doing stuff over, Point Plover way.
This is a really good point, too, because we've seen now where it's more and more, like, I you're not going to like this, but Wisconsin, central Wisconsin now reminds me of northern Illinois. Because you travel all the time. You travel almost every day to another town. I grew up doing that. But out here, my first, 10, 15 years out here, you didn't really do that much.
Now, I've just been eye-rolling him for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, which
so, I mean, just in case you're wondering.
To be fair, she was doing that not just for herself, but the audience. And that was nice of you, Tara. That was a nice move. We get to our good stories of the day. And that one that we kick off with our schedule today. First off, stick around. You got Matt and Air on the air coming up. Jane does an amazing job on the air. We love hearing that wonderful voice of hers. Be sure to check that out a little bit later in the afternoon from 2 to 3. Be sure to check out the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie, one of the voices of Civic and one of our favorite people here. I love talking with Maggie on air, off air. Be sure to check that out. And Maggie's show will lead right into Midday Magazine, where from 3 to 4 in part 1, we're going to welcome in Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krug from Assembly District 72. Scott will not be in studio because he's over in Kansas City right now.
Oh.
He's at the NCSL Conference, the National Conference for State Legislators. We'll ask him about that and talk about some other things.
Nice.
Always enjoy talking with Scott. He'll be joining us a little bit later.
I mean, are you going to do you get to say live on location?
Yes,
like,
I'm definitely
doing that.
I'm definitely doing that. Yes.
Yeah.
Any chance I get, I'm doing that. Yeah. I might have you go outside and call in sometime just so I could do that with our show.
Should.
Yeah, yeah. And in part two, we'll wrap up the week of Midday Magazine with Trey Kimball from Wisconsin Rapid City Band. We'll talk about City Band kicking into gear and everything. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Their first show is June 18th. Everybody keep that in mind. And they'll be over at beautiful Robinson Park for that. We have Rafter Baseball on the radio dial all weekend long. 6:20 tonight, Rafters hosting Madison. Get to the ballpark if you can and show them home field advantage. Get your tickets and find out more at northwoodsleague.com. And keep in mind, you can catch all these games right here at WFHR. 6:20 start time for tomorrow. Same a repeat. We're going to play Madison again, but it's not a rerun. We will be playing a new game. And Sunday, we will have more Rafters Baseball as they are hosting lacrosse at 12:50. Enjoy the game.
Make sure you properly label those so that,
yes,
you know,
right.
The 14 times they play Madison, you don't just play the same game.
Great weekend lineup for you, everybody. Join us as things kick off with the Sunshine Polka Show at 7 a.m. Tim does an amazing job with this one, our polka guy. Tim scours the universe for a great polka and finds it for you.
You know, he does do a great job, and I thoroughly enjoy his show, but I really want to be sleeping for that hour.
Yeah. I get you.
And maybe for the next hour after that.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, but I really just want to.
Just once I'd be able to love to sleep in on a Saturday. Yeah. Terry Talks Nutrition is after that at 8 a.m. Thanks to our great friends over at Family Natural Foods for sponsoring that hour. Terry is amazing. Go ahead and check that out. Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon. Join Seth for that is your community billboard show where you can call up and look for items that you're looking for, items you want to sell. Be sure to join us for that one. And then our Sunday night lineup, we got a great one lined up for you. Kicks off with Director's Cut. As I mentioned earlier, Seth and I are going to be recording with Joel a little bit later, and Joel Goodness is going to join us. We're going to talk about Stevens Point's production of Joseph and the Amazing Color Technicolor Dreamcoat. We will also get into a couple of other fun things with Joel. Looking forward to that. And afterwards, you've got Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Be sure to join Seth. Going to be a great show. And then Unlabeled from 8 to 9. I have a great one lined up for you there. We're going ska this weekend. We're going to focus on a little bit of ska music and everything.
We are just really busy.
Yep. A lot of great stuff
it's
lined
awesome.
Up for you. And looking to do even more, everybody. I did want to touch on some local events real quick. The 7th Annual Brittany Saylor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Musical Festival is going on right now. Go on and head on over to Red Sands Beach in Wisconsin Rapids. Enjoy this great festival and a great time for a great legacy and a great human being. We send a shout out to the Saylor family. A big thank you to them. This is a great lineup that they've got going on. Be sure to check it out. Today, $25 at the gate from 6 to 7 tonight. The Baker family, 8 to 9:30. Art Stevenson and Highwater, 10 to 11:30. Noah John and the Ringing Iron. Going to be great stuff on Sunday as well. Be sure to check out on Saturday as well. I'm sorry, Saturday as well, everybody. Be sure to check that out and find out more at bluegrassatthelake.com. Bluegrassatthelake.com. Our friends at the Historic Point Boss have their Pioneer Festival happening this weekend from 10 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Going to have some great demonstrations there. Tomahawk throw. The Civil War cannons are going to be going off, so be aware of that if you're in the area.
You know, I'm just thinking as I'm listening to you, whoever says there's nothing going on.
I know. It drives you crazy.
Get with the program, right? Like, there's a lot.
And with our last couple minutes, Terry, I just wanted to, again, touch on the United Way and some of the great work you guys are doing over there.
There's nothing going on.
Nothing happening with our United Way. Moving on.
Just teasing.
Yeah.
Just teasing.
Yeah, so busy.
One of the things that I didn't talk about at the start of the show was that we are still taking registrations for Stuff the Bus. So if you, for twofold, one, if you are willing to be a drop-off site for school supplies so that, you know, your customers or your employees, you could do a school supply drive for us. So we would encourage you to sign up and let us know that you're doing a collection. And then the other is if you are a family that qualifies for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies, but registration is required. So I encourage you to visit our website at uwswac.org. There is a banner that pops up right when you open the website and you just let it scroll, wait for it to show up to register for Stuff the Desk. And this is where you put in information about your students, what school they'll be, what grade, and then pick your pickup slot. So distribution will happen in August, and we again require pre-registration, and we need to know when you know, when you can be there for pickup. Drive-through style, pretty streamlined and pretty pretty painless for those who are coming to pick up. So, you know, just want to keep that on everybody's radar. Pick up a few extra school supplies the next time you're in the store. You don't have to buy enough, you know, like everything that one kid would need. But if you can pick up a few folders, few notebooks, it's greatly appreciated. And if you're a business listening, we really encourage you to engage your employees or and or your customers to help with this effort as well.
We appreciate you, Terry, and appreciate our United Way. Find out more at uwswac.org and be sure to follow the United Way on social media. Be listening next week. We got our virtual town hall meeting. We're going to give away some rafter tickets. We got all kind of a new lineup change coming up in the next couple of weeks. A lot to do next week and a lot of fun to have. Be good to each other. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk